prepare to receive away team.
You're listening to the Guardians of the Geekery podcast, On the Road.
Hello! We're here at the 2017 Con Carolinas with Jim Craig. Tell us why you're here.
Well, I'm here as a science guest. I have been a science educator for over 20 years. And one of the reasons I'm coming on the podcast today is some very shameless self-promotion. I have recently been dismissed from my position of almost 20 years. And besides, I'm going into business for myself. I am starting a planetarium production company. It's going to be a full dome video, and then video is needed for science museums. But right now I'm starting off with a full dome production, and it is Planet of Mystery.
Love it.
And we have the website. I've actually had the domain for years.
Okay.
With the plan that someone I retired, well, I got retired, so I've decided to go ahead with it. It's planetofmystery.com for more information. I started GoFundMe, and I've had a lot of folks who've responded. The response has really been, on the first day I did an ugly cry. It's like, I can't believe so many people are being so wonderful and so generous. And I have appreciated everybody who's contributed. And even if a person can't contribute, I am going to ask you know, boost the signal. Make people aware that it's out there. There's also links to some of the video that I produce so you can see what it is I'm doing. So if you do decide to donate, you know that something good's going to come of it. I have a very good network to help me distribute this because one of the things, you know, just like sort of like in the fandom community we find locally, worldwide, the planetarium community is really linked. We all, you know, if we don't know each other personally, we're at least aware of one another through a mailing list, through websites, some social media.
Right.
You know, there are people I have never met, but if they walked in the door, I would know immediately who they were. And in some cases, just know them by their voices because they've done voiceover and that sort of thing in their own programs.
Cool.
So I'm looking forward to this new venture, and, you know, it's a little scary. I was watching a live broadcast the other day on Facebook, and the person quoted the song from quoted the theme from Super Chicken. Great line in it. You knew the job was dangerous when you took it.
Right.
And that's kind of where I am right now. I know this is dangerous. I know there's a lot of risk, but it's actually really exciting. I was scared. I was scared at first, but now I'm starting to really sort of come into it and really excited to see where it's going to go from here.
And you have started building this already.
Oh yeah, the script is finished. You know, there're going to be rewrites. You know, because scripts are never finished; they're merely abandoned.
Right.
But the script is ready to go. I'm going to actually start doing the narration this week.
Okay.
I've got hopefully a friend lined up to do some of the narration that I don't want to do. Not because I don't want to, but because I don't want the whole thing to be, you know, me doing funny voices. I actually need somebody to do Alfred Russel Wallace, a 19th century naturalist who thought that Percival Lowell was nuts. And I know the person who can put just the right sneer in that voice. So Sean, if you're listening, yeah, that's you. I've got the music picked out. One of the things I have to be really careful with is to use like public domain music or stuff that I've composed myself. That's one of the great things about planetarium production that I've seen over the years is now with sequencers and that sort of thing, it's really easy to do your own work.
You don't actually have to play things.
Yeah,
play instruments
and all those type of instruments. I'll find a piece of sheet music. I will transcribe it into the computer and let the computer play it back on either through itself or I've got a MIDI keyboard. Let it play through the keyboard. I can't read music. But I can compose music because computers make me so much better than I actually am.
And they anybody make us all better.
Anybody who's doing any kind of creative work these days, it's like, computers make us all look a lot better than we really are. But I have looked at some of the work that I've done so far, and every once in a while I find myself going, I did that?
Wow.
So, if you find yourself, because I'm my own worst critic, and if I find myself going, I really like that, then I hope that other people will too, and I hope they'll see it too. But
I've seen some graphics that you've been doing working on too. So
planetarium programs these days are very graphic. It's a very visual medium. It's basically like filmmaking, but unlike filmmaking, your camera doesn't point in one direction. You have to deal with 360 degrees because you're projecting onto a dome theater. So it adds a dimension to not just to the experience, but also to the work. for example, I did a War of the Worlds sequence where I've got the Martian war machines, and they are looming up over you. You know, if you're in a 50-foot dome, this thing's going to be, you know, towering over you. And but I also realized I have to have stuff going on behind, so I decided to do an overlay of flames because it's supposed to be, you know, it's War of the Worlds, everything's on fire, you know.
Right.
And I, one of the videos that I posted, I actually did it as a VR, so you can do the 360 degree, and you, if you're watching this on your, you know, on your phone or on your iPad or whatever, you can actually turn around and it's like watching it through a window into that world. And then said, now think of this being in a room where you're completely surrounded by it. And it's, you know, it's a very immersive environment that we're creating for.
It's interesting. And the audience too at planetariums is so diverse, because I know you have like the school field trips, then right. you have adults. You, I mean, you're all over. You're like your demo is kind of
yeah. Well, this really this particular program is geared probably for an audience, I would say 10 and up, okay. because the War of the Worlds sequence is going to scare the willies out of younger kids. I hope it scares some adults too. You know, because I'm looking back at the way Orson Welles did his.
Right.
And, you know, I'm using that. The machines themselves are actually based on the original serialization of War of the Worlds in Amazing Stories in 1927. So the war machines have a very steampunk sort of feel to them.
Oh, excellent.
And, you know, that's one of those things where after I built the model, it's like, wow, that's really cool.
Now, along with your involvement in the museums, you've also been a speaker, not only here at Con Carolinas, where we are today, but you've been at Dragon Con and different things as
Actually, at Dragon Con, I'm a parade participant,
yes.
because I look like Charles Darwin.
Yes, true. ReasonCon, I'm sorry.
ReasonCon. I gave a presentation on ReasonCon called Why Johnny Can't Think, and it had to do basically with how to construct a logical argument and how we're not taught to do that. I also do a lot of presentations for astronomy clubs. I've spoken at the Charlotte Astronomy Club, the Astronomy Club in Belmont, and the one over in Boiling Springs.
And you do scientific baking of bread, right?
Yes, I actually did a program called Baking Bread, and the poster looked like Breaking Bad. And I talked about the science of bread making. And I'm sorry, with all due respect for those of you who can't have it, you can't make good bread without gluten because you need something stretchy in it.
Yeah.
And you need the proteins.
And how to
you
make,
can with some eggs.
And how to make mayo in 60
yeah.
seconds.
Yeah, that, actually that's on my Instructables channel. Somehow or another, I wanted to do Instructables for like building machinery and that sort of thing, and all of my Instructables are on cooking. And actually, the mayo won an award.
Oh, cool.
I think it was because of the way I put together the presentation, and then I also won an award for my barbecue rib recipe.
And for those of you who don't know what Instructable then...
Yeah, Instructables.com. It's... I would say it's
cool
a website.
App.
I would say it's the website and the app for people who are just obsessive hobbyists. If you have a hobby that's of interest to you, you want to build something, you want to make something, go to Instructables.com. Somebody else has figured out how to do it.
We have audience members who are giving high five
yes.
signs.
That's me.
Yeah. I mean, if you want to build your own 3D printer for $60, somebody found a way of making an old video projector, taking out the UV filter and using it to cure UV resin to make a 3D printer that cost about $60.
Hmm. That's crazy.
That's one of my favorites.
planetofmystery.com is where we would find you.
Planetofmystery.com.
Right?
I've got a bio there. Again,
do you have your links to your Instructables page?
I don't have a link to the Instructables page, but I will before this weekend is out.
That sounds great.
So there'll be a link to the Instructables page until tomorrow.
And to your GoFundMe.
That was actually one of the first links I put up. But there's also a link to a gallery of some of my, not just the digital artwork, but also, because I came into this a very strange way. I started as an art major who got a degree in physics.
Yeah.
And it usually goes the other way as your GPA starts to go down. It's like, I could probably go study art. but I actually started off as an artist. I was a commercial artist for a while. And then I got into, the reason I got computers is because I wanted to put things on screen and make them move. And now I do that. And a friend of mine I've known since we were, well, since I was a tenor. Actually, probably since I was a soprano. He said that you'd always wanted to make movies and start this production company. And he just says, you realize you've done that? Like, yeah, actually, this is, if I think about it, this is really sort of a childhood dream come true for me. So I really want to make a success of it. And I have to thank my very patient and long-suffering wife who makes me stop. Because I work, you know, I get up in the morning at 5:30 and I start writing on the computer, then and then I finish up at 11 o'clock at night. She will make me take days off. She goes, you know, I don't want you to burn out on this. I want to keep you going. That's one of the reasons that we're here this weekend. And she said, you need to do something fun.
Yeah.
And it is important.
Recharge.
Recharge.
Jim, thank you so much for being on the podcast today.
It is a delight, and you just let me know any other time you want me to come and ramble.
All right, so check out planetofmystery.com and check out all the stuff. And if you've never seen mayo made in 60 seconds or less, you need to check out its Instructables. And tell me if it works for you, because I'm trying it this week. So, all right. Thank you.
We are out.